It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Thursday. Well, it is Thursday, right, Tony Burke?
I almost didn't come in today. I thought yesterday was
Thursday. Let me look at my phone. Yes, it's Thursday. Welcome to Thursday.
Doesn't get old, does it?
Hope you had a great Wednesday. I know I did. Reds won, so it's all good.
Woo-hoo.
Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio, Tony Burke on Thursday as well. The John and Tony Dog and Pony Show returns. Scooter Dingus.
I'm here as well.
Hello, Scoots.
Hello, John. I, too, am happy because the Reds won.
You are, but you're a Reds fan. I'm happy because it helped my wallet.
Yeah,
they were underdogs yesterday. Frankie Montas, hello. Welcome to the Cincinnati. 2 for 2.
He's pretty good.
He looks good.
Took him 6.5 hours to win that game.
It took him a long time, man. I thought, how are they not going to rain this game out? They literally waited nearly 3 hours to start that game.
What inning was that?
What inning?
Yeah,
they didn't start the game.
Oh, they started it.
Yeah, they had a rain delay.
It was supposed to be a 4:05 start.
Okay.
And it ended like 20-11.
And the Orioles did the same thing at home against Kansas City. And then they won on a walk-off as well.
Maybe the Reds are mutters.
I guess. They looked good last night. De La Cruz finally had a big hit. Encarnacion Strand with a two-run double early to take them to a 2-0 lead. And again,
Steer still doing his thing.
He tripled. They had their first five hits were four doubles and a triple. Might have been their only five hits, as far as I know. But, yeah, good pitching. And the bullpen didn't blow it.
They only had six hits for what it's worth.
Six hits. The bullpen didn't blow it, Scoots.
I love it.
Thought about it. They thought about blowing it. A couple walks here and there. Lucas Sims was good. Pena, I think is his name. Francisco Pena came in. Left
Cruz.
Cruz. I knew it was
Cruz, Pena.
It was one of those.
Diaz came in after.
It was a Latino name.
Or whatever his name is.
Diaz closed it out in fine fashion. 1-2-3. I didn't have to sweat at all.
Nah, he allowed a hit.
So today's bet is the Cleveland Guardians, just so you know.
Good luck.
Cleveland Guardians +128 against the Minnesota Twins in Minnesota.
I actually like that.
You can call the show if you'd like. Hear yourself on the radio, 502-384-1450. That's the M&M Carnage Hotline, 384-1450. Or you can text the show. That is the sound of a
free one.
It's his freebie. It's freebie day for Tony and the mineral water, the 32-ounce
vitamin.
Either fizz
vitamin freeze. Water. Mineral water sounds like.
Did I say what I say?
Yeah. It's I was thinking about water. That. Mineral sounds like I'm.
You called it mineral yesterday.
I did.
Too.
Yeah, well, it's because I don't know what it is, so I call it whatever I want.
Vitamin.
I had a chocolate shake at McDonald's yesterday. Does that count?
That's not part of your plan.
No, I'm off soft drinks. Nobody said anything about chocolate shake. Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Get your text into that number. And don't forget to sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. All fountain drinks like Tony has, his vitamin water, and Fizz Freeze, 32 ounces or smaller, only 89 cents. Enjoy your favorite for just 89 cents. And check out Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito, available every morning at all participating locations. And hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. A lot to get to today, a lot of weird stuff today, because not a lot going on in the world of sports. We're just waiting for the Final Four to start on Saturday. Baseball, I know it's underway. UK U of L baseball got rained out again, so they're going to reschedule another date. NIT is tonight.
What time are we leaving?
To go to Hinkle?
Yeah.
We can go right after the show if you like and just stop and get something to eat on the way. 7 o'clock tonight, Indiana State and Seton Hall. You did send in for the credential.
I thought you did.
Oh, no. Maybe we can't go.
Guess not.
I think we could still get in, although it's a home game for Indiana State here.
You ain't getting in.
It's a home game.
This is as big a game.
This is Larry Bird stuff, right?
That's not far. Terre Haute to Indy.
It's not far at all.
It's kind of like Dallas to Houston. Oh, no.
Anyway, Indiana State is a 3-point favorite. And I found out, and I was wrong, that Dallas and Houston are only 3.5 hours apart. Tony did a little research.
Nice, Tony.
And I apologize, Scoots. I was wrong.
You chastised me.
Louisville to Dallas was 11 hours. So Dallas to Houston's a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
A little bit shorter.
Probably take you four by the time you have to stop.
Indiana State, 3-point favorite over the Hall tonight, Tony. Who you got?
Indiana State, man. It's a much bigger game for them than it is.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yes. It is like the biggest
thing. Seton Hall's been good in this tournament.
They've been real good.
They were good the last few games of the regular season as well. Yeah, but how do you bet against Indiana State tonight?
Oh, man, they'll have a parade going up there.
I'll be betting against them.
Parade all the way to Terre Haute.
I'll be taking Seton Hall on the points.
Okay. Well, you do.
I think Indiana State wins, but they're not going to cover.
I think what you do, Scoot, is you wait till the game starts and Indiana State gets up, and then you hammer.
Yeah, there you go.
Seton Hall.
He also bet the Dodgers last night that minus a run and a half.
Oh.
Yeah, ouch. 5-4 Dodgers win.
And they had control when I went to bed.
Shohei hit his first home run as a Dodger last night, and the place was going bonkers. Come on, man. He's going to hit 50 of them. Take it easy. It's just number one. All right, will UConn make it to Phoenix? That was what I wrote down this morning. They actually got there. Finally. Danny Hurley. I'm trying to like Danny Hurley. I really am. I think he's good for the game. I think he's a really good coach. He's got a lot of quirks, you know. He's got a lot of superstitions. He does a lot of weird things that have worked out. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy, you know, he's entertaining. Now he's whining because they had travel issues getting to Phoenix. Now they touched down at 6:12 Eastern time this morning. The game is Saturday night. You're okay. You got plenty of time.
Well, what happened?
Well, there was a plane that they were waiting on, but the crew under FAA rules couldn't fly over a certain amount of time. Then they tried to get other planes from Cincinnati to come, and in any event, there were travel mishaps. Geez,
you believe that would happen to somebody? Nobody has travel mishaps.
Danny, in this tournament, you've driven to Brooklyn and you've driven to Boston. You haven't had to get on a plane.
They've been home games.
They've had home games for four consecutive days, four consecutive games in the tournament. Quit whining because your plane is 12 hours late. Guess what happens to every American that flies? They have flight delays. It happens. It's the world we live in. So quit whining. I don't want to hear it. You're still an 11.5-point favorite over Tennessee. You're still like an odds-on favorite to win the tournament.
Alabama.
Or who did I say? UCLA?
Tennessee.
So he's only got 2.5 days to get prepared, John?
I think I said UCLA.
No, you said Tennessee. Yeah.
He's only got two and a half days to get his team ready. Now, they got to get some sleep this morning. By the way, you got a charter there, sleep on the plane. They got to get some sleep today because it's media day. Today's media day. You got your practice. You meet with the media. All right, take it easy.
And you know what? I have kind of –
you can meet with the media on Zoom, by the way.
If you listen to him away from the basketball court in interviews, he's very good, and he's very logical, and he's good. But you're right. When he starts – the basketball stuff.
It's us against the world.
He's like an idiot.
Everybody hates us. Nobody hates UConn. Who hates UConn?
Nobody even cared till they started winning again.
Maybe Syracuse hates UConn. Maybe University of Rhode Island hates UConn. Who hates UConn? There's no reason to hate UConn. You don't even have a football team, do you? Or do they have one?
They have one, but
they have one now. I think they gave it up. Now they got it back. Yeah. Nobody cares about UConn, and nobody's pulling against UConn. And I want to like this guy because I do think he's good for the game. I do think he's very entertaining. And I've watched interviews.
Been a good coach.
I've watched interviews. He's very personable on interviews. He's funny.
He's great on interviews.
He makes fun of himself and his team. But when you go in and start whining about little things like our plane wasn't on time,
we're only
going to get there. Yeah, Alabama's already there. They're already there. Okay.
He learned from Bobby, his brother. Brother's a whiner, too.
Did he get it from Dad? Was Dad a whiner? I don't know that.
Well, we can't answer that.
He was a great high school coach.
Yeah.
But UConn has made it to Phoenix. That's the good news.
I'm so happy.
I didn't sleep last night. They wheels up last night at 1 o'clock, I think.
Point spread go down because they got there late?
I don't think that has moved.
Okay, just checking.
NC State Purdue will play the first game. Purdue's 8.5. I know the other scooter. I'm going to call him the other scooter. How about that?
That's right.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
And my boy Bryce at Bellarmine, they wanted to know our picks. So we're going to give them our picks here. We'll do it in the next segment. We'll give our picks out. Purdue is
They want to go the other way?
Probably. Purdue's 8.5 over NC State. Can the DJ Burns, DJ Horn, Kevin Keats magic continue?
It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Well, Scooter thinks so.
Yes, it would be very beautiful.
8.5. These are two big spreads for Final Four games.
Moneyline them, Scoot.
Here's the question. Do I moneyline them? And I texted Big Al the Fish, and he just answered me absolutely. I think he said absolutely not. Should I moneyline NC State? Because I've got I got 190 if Purdue wins it all. NC State is like plus 350.
Now, you don't go that. You wait till next if they win.
But do I bet 20 and get 770 back?
Just in case.
Just in case.
I think you're right. If it was a 3-point spread,
he
or
says
something.
I would not hedge for sure. And either then, way, you're good. He says, but I would not hedge.
I think I agree with him. If Purdue wins like they should, then you look at the national.
Do you know what I'm throwing at my brand new TV if NC State wins that game?
You're not going to be happy no matter what, even if you
no.
Your money
you're right. Them. You're right. But NC State 8.5-point underdog. Alabama 11.5-point underdog. Alabama, I think people are overlooking this Alabama.
I think they are too.
Shouldn't those spreads be opposite? I was thinking about
that earlier.
Feels
like it.
Feels like. I agree with you, Scoot.
But Connecticut's won 10 straight tournament games by at least 13 points.
It's got to end.
It's an unbelievable. I know. it's kind of like my baseball streak I'm on. It's got to end at some point.
But
it never does.
What do they say?
It hasn't yet.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not?
You can say it's got to end, or you can say, do I stick with the trend? And the trend is they're double-digit winners every time.
Yeah. If you're riding that, you're riding it, making some money.
That's a tough call.
I thought the last game, I liked Illinois. I thought, that's too many points. And then I sat there and watched him going a 30-0 run, and I thought, I'm not very smart.
I got a three-word text here. I hate UConn.
Well, there we go. We found it.
We found somebody who hates UConn. My point is UConn's not worth hating. Yeah. You hate,
it's not like Duke.
You hate the Yankees. Yeah. You hate the Cowboys. You hate Kansas or UCLA or Alabama football, Clemson football. That's who you hate.
Yeah.
There's no reason to hate UConn. They're sort of harmless.
You think people hate the Dodgers?
I think they're starting to hate the Dodgers.
I think they
but
did,
until
and now they're coming back.
But I don't think you hate somebody till they actually win something.
What about Ohio State football?
Yes, absolutely.
I think so.
And Michigan, too.
Yeah, I think
there are haters.
If you're not a fan, you usually don't like them.
Yeah. Ohio State seems entitled in football. They don't understand when they're not in the Final Four. They don't get it.
Scoot, you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
As a Big Ten guy, you've got it. You probably hate them both.
Yeah. I don't really have a whole lot
of
hate.
If Michigan plays Ohio State, who are you for?
Dislike. Let's not say
that. Do you care when Michigan plays Ohio State? Do you pull for one of them over the other?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. My brother's a big Michigan.
Kind of Michigan, but now Michigan's winning it.
My brother pulls for Michigan every time. He hates Ohio State.
But he pulls for Kansas in basketball.
Well, and he hates Kentucky.
Yeah.
And he hates Baylor. And he's
dislikes.
I love it. He'll be listening to the podcast later. He listens on podcast. So, Kentucky hates Louisville. Louisville hates Kentucky. North Carolina hates Duke. Duke hates North Carolina.
That's rivalry.
That's rivalry. But as far as general public, if you're a Yankee fan, let's put it this way. You're either a Yankee fan or you hate the Yankees.
Yes.
If you're a baseball fan.
Yes.
There's no in between. If you're a football fan, NFL, you either love the Cowboys or you hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And the Patriots were like that for a small period.
Because
they were winning. But UConn, it's just not worth anybody's time to hate UConn. If UConn beats Alabama by 20 and then beats Purdue by 20, everybody will go, okay, it's a nice story. Two in a row. Congratulations. So, I'm not going to hate you. Now, maybe if you win another one next year, maybe then you start going, okay, enough's enough.
Yeah.
But I've said this before, I love greatness. I loved watching Tom Brady. Tony, you're not a LeBron fan. I love watching him play. Not anymore.
He's great.
He's 50 now, so it's, when he checks in and he falls down, slapping his hands with the dust because
you loved watching Michael.
He has to put his walker away. You know,
you loved watching Michael Jordan.
Yeah, loved it. I love watching greatness, but some people don't.
I'm gonna make some people mad.
Some people don't like that.
I didn't like Pete Rose, but I respected Pete Rose and I thought he was great, but I just didn't like Pete Rose.
Yeah.
That'd make a lot of people mad.
I think Pete could rub people the wrong way.
People love Pete. They love Pete, man.
Yeah. Especially the Reds fan. That's blasphemous.
Yeah, you don't say that about Pete Rose.
Now, I will say this. Say something about Johnny Bench. I'm coming over this table.
I know you are.
Because now you're touching my nerves.
John got a picture with Johnny a few years back.
I did.
I have a hard time. Have a hard time believing you'd get over that table.
Well, I'd start over the table, and then I'd realize this is probably going to hurt me a lot more than it hurts Tony. I'm backing up. Yeah, you're probably right. That feels like a fat joke.
Make it whatever kind of
you're
joke
not,
you
you're
want.
Not allowed to make those. You're not. Make you're not round enough to make fat.
You
jokes.
You didn't Only mean it that people. Way, did you?
I
Stu?
Didn't. No.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Maybe I'll come back. Maybe I won't. My feelings are.
I'll be here.
My feelings are hurt now. It might be the Tony Show. Sky Clark has picked a school. We'll talk about that. And where will the Oakland Athletics play after this season? Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big Apple. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke. Tony Burke singing along with a little ZZ Top there.
He moved on from singing to the instrumentals.
On this Thursday.
Is ZZ Top still ZZ Top? They when they go, they lost one of the two.
They lost Beard,
And
one of the Beards.
Will you really consider when you go watch them at ZZ Top?
I mean, I'm sure they got a replacement.
They do.
So, yeah.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's still Journey, even though Steve Perry's not the same.
I don't think
it's not the same, but it's still Journey.
It's kind of like the Beach Boys using John Stamos as a lead singer. It's not really the Beach
when
Boys.
When the Eagles went out on tour and had Vince Gill with them instead of Glenn Frey.
They have Glenn Frey's son.
They do have Glenn Frey's son. I guess that's closer to being the Eagles.
Vince Gill?
Yeah, he's been
with
them.
Went on tour with the Eagles, yeah.
That's wild.
He was for a long time, and he was going to leave because his band was having to play with other people because he was with the Eagles for so long.
Yeah. But, ZZ Top. How'd we get there? Tony was humming ZZ Top. Scooter Dingus on the other side of the monitor here. Bats Baseball. I've neglected Bats Baseball, and that's on me. They're 3-2. The season is underway if you hadn't been paying attention.
It was the earliest start in Bats history.
They will be at Gwinnett tonight. You can listen to the action right here on the Big X, 705. First pitch, 635 with Nick Curran from Gwinnett. You know what state that's in, Tony?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to tell everybody and show them how smart you are?
North Carolina.
I have no idea. I thought it was in Georgia.
I would have guessed.
I know they're the Braves.
It's in
Farm
Georgia. That you said it.
I would have guessed Georgia too.
It slipped me. I went brain dead.
Man. The
what happened to Ted Turner?
He's got old, just like all of us. The M&M Cartage hotline is open, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Texter who says he hates UConn also says, I was about to turn the show off until you tease where the Oakland A's will play. I'm locked in on the Big X, baby. I feel sarcasm in that one. I do. That's sarcastic, right, Scoots?
I was thinking it was legit.
I don't think he cares where the Oakland A's are going to play. Well, we're not going to tell you until the final segment. But we will give our final four picks. I'm going to let Scooter go first. Game one, NC State, Purdue. Purdue 8.5 here. I know you'd love NC State to win, but I also know your favorite color is green. So are you taking the points or are you giving the points?
I am going to give the points. I think Purdue rolls. I don't want to see it, but I think that's what happens.
I'm just reading the text. Sorry, I'm not listening. Did you take Purdue? I'm listening. Tony, 8.5 here.
I think NC State runs over too. I think you give the points. I expect Purdue to win by about 10.
I hate to agree with you guys, but I do.
Do you see the over and under?
145.5.
Seems about right.
Yeah, I don't know. NC State, I think NC State's going to try to run some half-court offense in this
game. Well, Are they going to
keep it down?
Are they going to be in foul trouble under the basket?
Probably. And I don't know how they stop Zaki. You know, DJ Burns, when he ran into people, they went backwards. When he runs into Zach Edey ain't going backwards. Yeah. He weighs as much as DJ Burns, and he's about a half a foot taller. Because DJ Burns not 6'9".
No.
He's listed as 6'9". He ain't 6'9". And he bullied people. You ain't bullying Zach Edey. That's the bottom line to me. And I think if NC State doesn't hit some threes, it's going to be difficult for them to score the basketball.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, I was going to actually say that. NC State has to shoot it good from the perimeter.
And they have. McConnell's been good. Horn's been good from outside. Morrell, I think is his name. He's been good. So, and Diarra can hit some threes as well. They can shoot it. But they're in big trouble.
We talked about Connecticut winning by double digits. I mean, the role NC State's on right now is historic, man. Five games in the conference tournament.
All elimination games.
Four more and a shot to get to the national championship.
They weren't going to the NIT. And I saw Jim Boeheim this morning.
Where'd you see him at?
Well, he was on the Dan Patrick show, and he's like, I don't know who's going to win.
What a motivator.
He brought up that Louisville had a great chance to beat NC State in that first ACC tournament game. They had every chance to win that game. And Kevin Keats would no longer be the head coach at NC State right now.
And then they hit a half-court shot against Virginia.
Yeah. Crazy.
I heard this stat this morning.
It wasn't half court. It was 35 feet from the side.
Coming down.
Banked it in. It was crazy.
I heard this stat this morning. Let's see if y'all can guess. The last time NC State had a 9-game winning streak.
1983.
Not that far back.
Well, I mean, I know they won 6 in a row to win it all.
2005.
It would have been 2000. Oh, man.
Is this a Corey Price special?
This is a Corey Price special. 11 years ago was their last 9-game winning streak. 11 years ago.
Nine's a lot.
13.
Nine's a lot of games to win in a row.
Oh, it's crazy amount in college.
I mean, you can do it in the pre-conference.
Tournament.
You can beat your mid-majors up in your pre-conference. But when you get to conference play, nine, man, that is brutally tough.
It is.
Any road game is hard to win.
Yeah, but I couldn't fathom that didn't happen during the preseason. Oh,
during regular season, yeah.
Second game, Alabama-UConn. Both these games on TBS on Saturday night, by the way. UConn, 11.5-point favorite there. Tony, I'm going to let you go first here. I hate giving this many points.
I think it's too many. I think it's too many points. I think both roles, NC State and Connecticut, point spread-wise, are going to end.
So you're taking Alabama then?
I think Alabama has got it rolling right now. They were really good early in the year, and then they kind of faltered after Kentucky beat them in that game, 100-something, 90-something. They've been good here late in the year. And if
they're going to shoot a lot of threes.
You love their philosophy. And you talked about to me
a couple years ago
about Nate Oates' philosophy is what you would do.
Three-pointers and layups. If you take a mid-range shot, you're coming out of the game because they're worthless. You get a layup or a dunk, take it. Otherwise, I want a three-point shot. Now, that's not every single time. But that is 95% of the time.
Yeah, if you're wide open from 15 feet, nobody's around, you're going to shoot it.
But I like Alabama here, too. I like the points. I think Connecticut wins this game, but I think it's a lot closer than people think. Alabama, same, just like NC State. They're going to have to make some threes. They're going to shoot them. They're going to have to make them. I wonder about the background in Phoenix. I don't know what it's going to be like. It's one of those football fields, right?
Yeah.
Where it's a crazy background to shoot at. UConn. They're really, really good. And the way to beat them, I think, maybe is outscore them. Over under this game is 160-something. You got it in front of you?
Oh, I got it here.
I think
it's up.
A lot of points. Scooter, who you like here?
Well, you all should feel a lot better about your bets because I'm all over UConn minus 11. And I've been ice cold. Ever since I started this tournament 7-0 against the spread, ice cold ever since.
160.5.
160.5, so 80 points apiece here is the number we're looking at. It's the same tonight, by the way, 160 in the Indiana State Seton Hall game.
I like the over in that. I think if Alabama hangs in the game, it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, and even if they don't hang in the game, they give up some points too.
Yeah.
I mean, Kentucky scored 111 against them or something like that. It was crazy. They'll give up a lot of points, but if Sears and those guys are hitting, Nelson, he might be the X factor. Nelson, can he be effective against Klingon? That's a tough ask for the kid. But
pull him out on the floor, though.
But say it again.
Nelson can pull Klingon out on the floor because he can shoot the ball.
They can all shoot it, and that's the beauty of this Alabama team. I thought, look, they were the number one overall seed last year. People forget that. They were number one overall seed, got beat at the Yum Center by San Diego State, who ended up in the national championship game. This is a good Alabama team. Struggled middle of the season, had some issues against some middle of the road teams, but
Nate Oates underrated.
I think so. I think he can coach, and he just signed a long extension. So, barring something crazy, he's going to be at Alabama for a long time to
come. I'd say he's properly rated.
You think so?
Yeah. You don't think he's underrated?
I don't think under.
Did you say properly rated?
Properly rated. Yeah.
Never heard that. I've heard overrated. I've heard underrated. I've never heard properly rated. He's correctly rated.
Mark Sears, no relation.
Mark Sears, who is no relation to me, although you may think he is. We do share a lot of the same physical qualities. We can both shoot lights out, number one. He missed his first 7 threes in the regional championship game, but then he made 6 of his next 7.
Don't you get excited when they show his mom shooting the three throws?
I do not. I yell, quit showing his mom.
Same here.
Now, it's her 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all these parents. Caitlin Clark's parents the other night. They showed him
Zach Edey's
numerous times. Zach Edey's mom sitting over way over there, and her dad sitting way over there, not near each other. But I get it. They go into the stands. I found this out. They go into the stands before the game, and they find the parents and say, "Hey, is this your seat? Because we're going to get a camera on you." Now, tell me she doesn't know Mark Sears. I'm talking about that. Camera's on her when she's got that little ball. She's taking the free throw while he's doing it. They never show her when he misses. I want to see her when he misses.
They highlighted her, I guess it was 3 or 4 games ago in this tournament now, and they were talking about how she does everything that he does on the floor. So I want to see something other than the free throw routine.
Yeah.
Take a charge. Show her like during the game when he's like dribbling around the perimeter. I want to see that.
And then he throws it in, throws it away.
TV, man. TV.
Started with Vinny Testaverde's dad.
TJ wants to know, long time, first time, he says, who are the Batcats rolling out this weekend against Alabama?
You want to know?
I think that's for his show. I think that's a KRC. That's a KRC
Mason
question.
Moore would be the third day starter.
Isn't KRC?
I can give you all three of them.
Isn't KRC the UK? Isn't that UK stuff?
Nope, that's 2 hours? Two different letters, or 3 different letters. Two different. One different letter.
Kentucky roll call. Isn't that all UK?
Yeah.
Well, then shouldn't he know that? Why is he asking me?
Maybe he just wants your insight. He wants you to talk Batcats because they're rolling.
I have zero insight on the Batcats. Tony watches them a lot. He's got more.
I watch them.
Well, maybe that question was addressed for Tony, not you.
Hey, Tony, who are the Batcats rolling out against Alabama this week?
Against Alabama, the 3 games against highly ranked Alabama. I think they're 11. Kentucky 17 now.
There you go. Tell me my guy to do research.
I have to get my names. The second day starter is a left-hander that's a transfer. I got to look it up. And like I said, Mason Moore pitching the third day.
He'll pitch Sunday.
He's good.
Or the final game, whatever it is.
And I have to look real quick because I cannot come up with I know who it is, but I can't come up with it. But I do watch on ESPN Plus. I watch Louisville and I watch Kentucky, and I watch them all the time.
And Bellarmine.
And I will turn Bellarmine on. Mm-hmm.
All right, Sky Clark is going to
the Big Ten.
But Mick Cronin doesn't have to come here. Mick Cronin doesn't have to come to Louisville to get him.
UCLA is where Sky Clark will be, his third school in 3 seasons. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Illinois. He left in the middle of the season. That was really weird. And, of course, Louisville last year and the 8 wins. Sky Clark takes his once was a 5-star talent to UCLA. Terrence Edwards, get to know that name, Cardinal fans. His nickname is Fat. Now, that's with an F, not a PH. It's with an F, but it's with 2 T's at the end. Terrence Fat Edwards, James Madison. He was the Sun Belt scoring champion this year. He averaged 17 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. He is Pat Kelsey's first non-Charleston portal transfer to commit to Louisville. He will be a senior next year, 6'6". Obviously a scorer, but again, he's averaged 3.5 assists per game as well. Anybody right now is a good pickup for Louisville, but I think this is a really good pickup for Louisville, Tony. This guy has proven he can score. When you, I don't care where these guys come from. When you get the leading scorer of a conference, that's a good get. Antonio Reeves. Everybody went Illinois State. Well, look what Antonio Reeves did at Kentucky. This is a good pickup for Pat Kelsey.
It is, because you're talking about a guy whose team was in the tournament, won the, you know, leading scorer, very accomplished. So I think I agree with you, John. And going to that UK question real quick, I'll give you the answer.
All right, let's go back to baseball.
I always say his name right, but Trey Posser. Posser, I don't, P-O-O-S-E-R. He'll be the first day starter.
You got that, TJ?
3.60 ERA. And then Dominic Nyman will pitch the second game. He's 4.42. He's good. And I already told you Mason Moore will pitch
Kentucky's
the third game.
Kentucky's got the best in conference record in the SEC right now.
They can they play small ball, they hit the ball, they do everything right. They got some talented players. And our St. X guy transferred from Cincinnati.
Ryan Nicholson
is even gotten I know hot. That one. He was cold early, but he's gotten hot. So there's your UK baseball report.
All right, before I take a break here, Justin Thomas has dropped his caddy, Jim Bones Mackay.
Yep.
Former Phil Mickelson caddy for years and years and years. They won a PGA together, did Justin and Bones. But he put out on social media yesterday that he and Bones have decided to go their separate ways here. Just right, I mean, we're a week away from the Masters here, Tony. So this is sort of surprising in the timing-wise. And Justin has not played very good golf,
mm-mm,
to his standards, at least, over the last, I guess, several months. I would say almost a year now. Just want a different voice in your ear? What's the motivation here, you think?
You know, it's...
Because Mackay is an established,
terrific... With Mickelson forever, like you said.
He's got guys lined up that want him to be their caddy.
And I told you, he's good on the broadcast when he was doing golf. At an interesting time, you're right. Interesting time to change, but we were talking about it, and maybe there's somebody that came available, somebody that he wanted to work with, and he thought it was time for a change, but...
I mean, you got the Masters always coming up, and then we're just... Obviously, we're... A few short weeks away from the PGA here at Valhalla, and I'm sure that's the one that he's coveting. Obviously, he's won two PGA, so I'm sure the Masters is probably the top of his bucket list right now. But his dad and his grandfather is well documented PGA professionals. PGA is a very important tournament to him. With it being in his backyard here, I'm sure he's really intent on performing well at Valhalla. So. Maybe he thought, got to get a new man on the bag here for that to happen.
Yep.
Very interesting timing, though.
Very interesting.
Because with the Masters next week. Did you see the hockey fight last night?
I was watching hockey, but I didn't see that hockey fight.
You didn't see the Rangers and the Devils last night?
No, I caught the end of the game.
Scoots?
Oh, I saw it, yeah.
I mean, opening faceoff.
They
drop the puck. You got five guys on each team, drop their gloves, and go. Just go time.
It was awesome.
Obviously, something boiling over from before.
I think it was the outdoor game.
They're heated rivals.
They are heated rivals, but back in the day, I think you used to see this settling on the ice kind of a thing. Hey, let's get our punches out, and then we'll go back to playing hockey. Eight guys were ejected in the first 2 seconds of the game, Tony. They stopped the clock 2 seconds in. Because as soon as the puck dropped, nobody went after the puck. Guys just dropped their gloves and started fighting. It looked like the movie Slapshot.
Have you seen
Slapshot, Scooter?
I haven't.
Great movie. Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, Michael Ancine.
What are the two brothers' names?
The Hanson brothers.
The Hanson brothers.
Would it have been unethical if one of the players, instead of fighting, just said, oh, look at this puck, and just took it in for the score?
That's what I would have done.
That would have been a hell of a move, I will say that. But I think it was obviously agreed upon by both teams. Hey, we're going to settle this at the opening bell here, and it was movie like. I mean, it was comedic movie like. And I love hockey fights because you got one hand you're grabbing the jersey, each guy's got the other guy's jersey, and the other hand is hitting a face mask. You try to get up under that thing,
right?
But.
The great part about a hockey fight is they try to kill each other, and when they hit the ice, they stop because they know that's when the referees are coming in. I've watched a lot of hockey, and, I mean, guys are just pounding each other, yeah. And then they fall, and you think they'd still swing. It's like, all right, we're done.
I think that's probably a safety thing, though, Tony, yeah. with them wearing
the officials don't want to get hurt, yeah. Number one.
But, Scooter, if you're in a fight and a guy's drilling you and you fall on the ground and he's not looking, wouldn't you drill him again?
I mean, yeah.
TJ continues his barrage on the show here. Thanks, Tony, for the baseball answer. Great stuff. Anyone know where the Athletics are playing the next 3 years? We will answer that question. After the break. Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage, the Big Act. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dingus.
The Oakland A's.
Final segment on this Thursday.
Woo!
There it is. I guess we'll do a show tomorrow. I don't want to, but I got no reason to be off. So I might as well show up, right, Scoots? Don't forget Monday, we will be at Valley View Golf Club, golf course, golf club.
Up in the knobs.
In the knobs for the eclipse day, right? Yep. Solar eclipse is Monday mid-afternoon-ish.
Yeah, about 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Yep. And you can still, there are still spots available if you'd like to play in the Solar Eclipse Open at Valley View.
Is the radio station going to pay for them to go to Hubers afterwards?
Hubers has gone downhill. No offense to Hubers.
Starlight. We can go all the other places.
No, they're not going to pay.
Okay. I just thought maybe we get a free dinner afterwards.
No, we're going to try to get a free round of golf afterwards.
Hopefully I'll be there. I have to do some checking.
You know, we'll see. Supposed to be in 74 degrees, you told me, mm-hmm. I think.
17% chance of rain.
Not a big chance of rain, so it could be a great day to play some golf. Scooter, you wanted to play, right?
I'm ready. I'm in if y'all are in.
That dude's always ready to play. He'd play today if we were playing.
I would, absolutely.
He'd play today.
Y'all aren't playing today?
It is too cold to play.
Y'all are scared of the cold?
I am.
Yep.
I am. I'm 60 years old.
Thin blood.
We're fragile.
I would play today.
We're fragile.
I might play today.
You know. We could keel over.
You can get out anywhere you want to go.
Keel over at any moment, and all of a sudden, all you would hear would be, that was my head hitting the table.
You can ride over to Seneca and walk in and go
out.
And
by the way,
off.
I tried to climb over the table to get a Tony. It did not go well for me. I broke my glasses, I think, and I also hurt my knee.
Knocked over Jonathan and India.
And I didn't get halfway over the table. So you were right, Scooter, once again.
Thanks.
One more basketball note. This is sort of weird, Tony. Fox Sports and AEG will launch a new postseason college basketball tournament next year. It will be called the College Basketball Crown, 16-team tournament taking place March 31st through April 6th in Las Vegas in direct competition with the NIT. Teams that do not qualify for the NCAA tournament will be eligible. The Big Ten, Big 12, and Big East, whose games are all carried on Fox, will each have 2 automatic entries. So that's 6 of the 16 teams. At least 6 will come from the Big Ten, Big 12, and Big East, and the other teams will be selected by a committee. Obviously, Fox Sports wants to have their own mini tournament here. And I'm going to guess these are probably all going to be Power 6 conference teams, for the most part anyway. They probably would have had Indiana State in there as well this year. And they're going to try to take teams away from the NIT. Hey, come play in our tournament. They're probably going to pay them more money. And it's going to be on Fox instead of ESPN. Good idea, bad idea, or just ridiculous idea?
I think it's ridiculous because a lot of teams didn't play in the NIT that didn't make the tournament. Yeah. First of all, those are the best teams that were probably left. They won't even go play in the NIT. They're going to go play in another tournament.
If you give them money, and it's only keep this in mind, it's a 1 week tournament. I mean, it's 4 games in 5 days, basically. 4 games in 7 days, March 31st through April 6th. So it's right there, a Final Four weekend.
How much interest is there in the NIT?
Zero.
Well, how much interest is going to be in this?
I would say zero.
Yeah. So why?
That's a good question, but they're going to do it. They're planning on doing
it. Good for them.
And they're going to try to take the teams away from the NIT, basically. They want to be better than the NIT.
Well, they had the College Basketball Invitational.
It happened. Did you see who won that?
No.
No, me neither.
I didn't know they even had it this year.
They did have it this year.
You're just taking the low mid majors and giving them somewhere to play, because the teams that are in the bottom of the major conference, the Power Six conferences, don't want to go play. They should, but they don't want to.
No, absolutely.
Everybody wants to transfer. And I liked what, who was it? One of the coaches really went off on the, why is the transfer portal open up during the tournament? You know, guys aren't going to play, John. If they got good players, those guys aren't going to go play in that tournament.
Seattle won the CBI,
Seattle
by the
beat
way.
The High Point in the championship of the CBI, 77-67.
Your High Point guys, you saw them.
I did see High Point beat Bellarmine by just a few points.
The Colt got in, huh?
But the Seattle, what's their name? The Kraken? I don't know who they are. Seattle University.
Oh, I should know that.
It's not the Kraken. Mariners? I don't know who it is. But they won the CBI. How about that? Man. I bet you didn't know that.
In fact,
the truth is I didn't know that till about 38 seconds ago.
They are the Red Hawks.
Man. You should have got that. Bottom of
what's
the
High Point?
This is for...
don't know that one.
John knows that one.
No, I don't. And I did. You were there. The game. I did the game, and I don't know what it is.
I'm not sure either. I thought I was trying to play
Scoots.
That off.
High Point nickname.
That's gonna make me
I'll
mad.
I'll kick myself. I
know
I did the
we
game.
We talked about it on the radio.
Panthers.
This for TJ. Mets lead Detroit 2-0. First game of a doubleheader there.
Undefeated Detroit.
Detroit's the last undefeated team. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee both lost yesterday. Now, the only reason Detroit's undefeated, they've been rained out 2 days in a row, so they haven't had to play.
And who have they played?
But they trail the Mets now.
Ooh, that's not good.
The Mets are terrible. Detroit.
Played White Sox, right?
They played the White Sox, yeah. They swept the White Sox to begin the season, and they won game one against the Yankees. So they're 4-0, or against the Mets, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say not the Yankees.
So they're 4-0.
Beat two really good teams.
TJ, I hope you're listening.
All right, here we go.
The Oakland A's will play in West Sacramento, California, after this year for the next 3, maybe 4 seasons.
Will they be named the Oakland A's?
I don't know the answer to that question. It's Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. It's West Sacramento.
Triple A Park.
10,000 seats.
Yeah, I've seen games there.
4,000 more fans available to sit out in the outfield. I guess you bring your blanket like you do at a bats game, sit out in the outfield on the grass. So total 14,000 attendance is a sellout.
Can you all give me the
way too big?
Can you all give me the nickname for the Sacramento AAA team?
Bees.
I know it. John knows it too. Wow, the Bees.
Thank you very much.
I didn't even
so
they're
going to be the A's, the Bees, or are they going to be the C's?
Well, Scooter, it's a speed contest. If you knew it, you got to shout it out.
My bad. I was trying to buzz in. Nobody.
So the A's are playing.
Good one, Bees.
That was good. The A's are playing where the Bees play.
Buzz in.
I like that. So that
was not intentional.
The next 3 years, and then if their stadium in Vegas isn't quite ready in 2028, they're going to play there another year. So there you go, TJ.
Man,
get your season tickets now.
Las Vegas baseball. That's got to be indoors.
I turned on the A's and Red Sox again yesterday, Tony. There it is. The announced attendance was 6,000, just over 6,000.
Wait, Tony, why are you saying indoors?
Because it's so hot in Vegas.
Yeah, but there's
the summer.
No humidity, so it doesn't feel
hot. Have you been to Vegas lately?
Yeah.
Me and John were out
it's
there.
It's a dry heat, is everything going to tell us?
Dry
it's
heat.
Hot.
Yeah.
And with these new uniforms, they might just peel right off. The uniforms are getting a lot of grief here. Have you seen the names on the back? They look like little kids. They look like the stencils that you use when you're a little kid and you fill in the letters.
Terrible. I haven't paid that much attention.
And,
I've watched a lot
now
of baseball.
They're saying some of the gray uniforms or the pants don't match the shirts, the different grays. These guys are sweating through them.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Afraid they're going to fall off. But, Tony, let's be fair. This is Major League Baseball. Shouldn't they be comfortable in their uniforms? I mean, for goodness sake. Reds take 2 out of 3 in Philly.
Woo!
That's what I was waiting on. That's good win last night. Frankie Montas, second consecutive great start for Montas. And the Reds are my Reds all of a sudden. I know my Cubs won last night, but they're my Reds all of a sudden because I picked them to win the National League. Look, they're good, man. Spencer Steer is raking. Had a triple last night. Encarnacion Strand is batting third. He's killing the ball. if they get Ellie De La Cruz going, I would say look out offensively for this team.
And we got the Mets coming in the day after a doubleheader. Holy smokes. It's going to be a good weekend.
Okay. Be careful. It is baseball, you know.
They're just a game out of first place.
In a division where the Pirates and Milwaukee were undefeated until yesterday. And you're only a game back? That's a pretty good spot.
Can we talk about the defending world champions?
Not yet.
Okay, sorry.
We will, but not yet. Ohtani, we talked about at the top. Shohei hit his first home run as a Dodger. Dodger beat San Francisco 5-4. Dodgers, we talked about this earlier. Do you hate the Dodgers? I say no until they win a World Series, another World Series. Because then you start going, and you're just, remember when the Yankees would buy their team? Everybody would get mad at Steinbrenner because he bought the championship. Well, I don't know how true that really was because Jorge Posada was homegrown. Derek Jeter was homegrown. These guys were drafted. Mariano Rivera, same thing. The best players on the – now, he bought Reggie Jackson.
Clemens.
He bought Roger Clemens, obviously. So, I mean, yes, yeah, you bought the team, but that was the – and it still kind of is the structure in Major League Baseball. You have the haves, and you have the middle of the road, and you have the have-nots. And the Dodgers and the Yankees are always going to be the haves. They bought Juan Soto this year to the Yankees. The Dodgers bought Shohei Ohtani. Now, they traded for Freddie Freeman, but then they paid him. They bought Mookie Betts, who, by the way, leads the majors in every offensive category one weekend.
He was hitting 500 when I turned the game on.
He's got five home runs in eight games and nine games now.
You're not going to get better value on him at MVP than you are right now. So go ahead and take it. I want to say 650 or 500 somewhere.
He might
be
down even lower today.
Maybe now.
This morning. All right. We got 1 minute left, Scooter tells me. Texas 4, Tampa Bay 1. Tony, what do you want to say about your Rangers?
I just want to say
I got to get it in.
Well, they're good.
They are good. They should be good. They won the World Series.
They get
Scherzer
and DeGrom sometime during the year. Look out.
It's a good team, man. Did they add anybody of note?
Of note?
This in the offseason?
I'm looking at the field, right?
I know they lost Montgomery.
They still have Adolis Garcia?
Oh yeah.
I saw a stat.
He hit one the other night. It almost went out of the Tropicana Dome or whatever it's called now.
I saw a stat.
Tropicana Dome.
Saw a stat yesterday that he has hit 29 homers since Anthony Rendon has had his last hit.
That is a mean-spirited stat. Even as correct as it is, it's still mean-spirited. All right, we got to hit the road to get to Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Have fun, boys.
The NIT final tonight. Thanks for listening. Talk at you tomorrow. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.